Saren. Saren still appears when I'm asleep, and we sit and talk the way we used to talk, the way we used to when the world was stranger and harder to measure. His front room has not changed. It still smells of cooking and old furniture. The sun still shines at times through the back window, brightening a place that is full of books and bits of paper. We drink his wife's tasteless tea as we talk through many issues, recognising as we do that the world has an axis. And can it afford to stop turning? Sometimes Saren wears a frown, sometimes a troubled smile, and sometimes the worry of it all just plainly shows as we sit in our world of imaginary problems, neither of us truly understanding what it is we think we truly understand. Sometimes when I'm sleeping, Saren and I discuss the people and all the things we think we have to do. I know this place, for I've spent my hours here. I know the moves, the ways, I know just how you thought, the way you felt, and it hurts me still to think you died in pain and never caught a glimpse of how things really could have been. Saren still appears when I'm asleep. We sit and talk the way we used to talk, the way we used to when the world was stranger and harder to measure. And it pains me still when I recall you died in pain and never saw the way we could have been. For my balance, as bad as it had ever been before, I have struggled through the years to find the freedom in the light. Saren still appears when I'm asleep, and we sit and talk the way we used to talk, the way we used to when the world was stranger and harder to measure.